the reason why we called you here today is to talk about the WERDA bill and the importance it has with Oklahoma, with our district, and what it means to jobs actually here in Oklahoma. A lot of people don't realize that the Port of Catoosa impacts about 8,000 jobs, not just the port. I mean, not just the port, but between Muskogee and here in the Port of Catoosa, there's 8,000 jobs that are impacted by this. And there's $5 billion worth of investments that industry, private industry, has brought just in that short span. With the WERDA bill, it allows stability and confidence to come to these industries that are invested so much. The Corps had came out with a report a few years ago that said that the waterway, the navigational system, had a 50-50 chance of failing within the next 5 years. There was a $100 million backlog on just the navigational system, and $63 million of critical repairs needed. Now, you take an industry, and with my background being in business, I'm investing in a waterway system that has a 50-50 chance of failing. That's not really good odds. We need to bring stability into it. And Bob Portis and the directors here at the Port of Catoosa was very present. They were their presence in Washington, D.C. was just about weekly during this bill that was moving forward. We had the opportunity to bring the chairman out to from Washington, D.C. here to Oklahoma to show him what was going on. The first thing he said when he saw the port, he said, "Wow, this is in Oklahoma." When we got to tell him this is one of the largest inland water ports in the country, he was extremely impressed. Then we went on and told him what the needs are and why we needed to do this, what was important to Oklahoma, and that it had a $2 million impact on just our economy. If something were to happen to one of the locks or one of the bridges on the way up and would have stopped flow going in or out of the port. Well, his response was, "I get it. I understand it. We need to do something about it." So throughout this process, our office in the Port of Catoosa has been very involved in making sure that Oklahoma isn't overlooked, that Oklahoma just isn't a flyover state, but they understand how important it is to our ag community, how important it is to our oil and gas industry, how important it is to our economy in general. And so with a couple of things that are in the bill, one thing, it allows the port to expand their barge parking. The Corps engineers had a piece of property that wasn't being utilized. The Corps had a piece of property that wasn't being utilized. They came together, and with Congress's help, they were able to swap those pieces of property, which will allow for more barge parking, which will be less congestion. Also, at the same time, the port is expanding their dock, where they're going to be able to unload faster, and be able to handle different capacities, to be able to load more onto the barges, and really be able to help the industry to invest in it. And then if something of catastrophic measures were to happen, and one of the locks were to fail, one of the bridges were to stop the flow of traffic moving up and down the navigational system, it allows the private industries, the state of Oklahoma, to partner with the Corps of Engineers to get that flowing again. Once again, it impacts Oklahoma. If this navigational channel were to stop, it makes a drastic impact on our economy. It affects 8,000 jobs. It affects $5 billion worth of investment and $2 million just in our economy per day. Now, we have a jewel here in Catoosa. And it was an honor of us, honor of mine, to be able to highlight it to the rest of the world, and definitely our country. Just through this conversation, we've had different industries come and talk to us because they wasn't aware of it. It's amazing to me how many people that live in Oklahoma isn't aware of what we have right here in our backyard. And so with that being said, I'd like to open it up for any type of questions we have. Like I said, Bob Portis, the director of Port of Catoosa, he's here with us too. And let him highlight the importance and kind of some things that are going on here at the port too. So I'll stop there and answer any questions that you have for me.